Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. It's Monday, so that means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, I'm still looking out here, man. Can you believe we're looking at, you know, the snow-covered vegetation?
Yeah.
You know, I know it won't be that long because the average right now is about 54 degrees in the city and in the state. So in the city, so I think we're going to be getting that for about 5 or 6 or 7 days in a row, man, or above
the 54, 55.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're not trusting that, huh?
Yeah, you know, the average temperature, there's this so-called bell curve with standard deviations around it, and what percentage. Yeah, the Wisconsin bell curve for temperatures is not shaped very well.
Yeah. I want to get back to something we talked about a minute ago, and that's scale back food stamp benefits. Even as prices soar, Republican states have really at the forefront of this. Month by month, more of the roughly 40 million Americans who get help buying groceries through federal food stamps. 40 million people. That's really not that large a number when there are, 340 million people?
Yeah, it's a little more than 10%.
Yeah.
Well, I think... To be honest with you, I think it's a large number if you think about a country that claims we're this center of prosperity, and I think it's an indication of the degree to which we do have poverty in this country, since qualifying for food stamps puts you pretty well down on the subsistence level, and I think it's pretty clear that there are lots of parts of the country where people who are very poor don't even get access to food stamps. They're just outside the organizational realm where you get food stamps. And what worries me about this is we're headed in our economy's headed in the direction of higher inflation, and food prices going up in the near term, based on the prognosis for world food prices as the result of Ukraine and Russia's markets shutting down. I was reading over the weekend that Ukraine, at least, and Russia account for the wheat and food for 400 million people in the world. And so while it's not the people who live in this part of the world, the world food prices are affected all across the
globally.
World. So if there's a shortage of food in Africa and in the Mideast and in the Eurasian area, there's going to be a shortage of food throughout the world. And so food prices are going to go up dramatically. So is this the time to cut food stamps? I doubt it. Secondly, we've got an economy that's currently in the process, all the financial words looking at it, and over the weekend, the results in the financial markets in the United States suggested that we have a very precarious economy.
You know, Sandy, if people really knew the truth about this, the payments to low-income individuals and families dropping as governors end COVID-19 disaster declarations. You look and you see here's a list of the states. Iowa, Wyoming, Kentucky, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Tennessee. And some of those are the poorest states.
Yeah, very poor states. Pink and red states.
Yes.
All of them.
So their people, for the most part, many of those people are already suffering in those states. And now you do this, a political stunts.
What interests me is why the political world always feels that what to do in a time of financial crunch for the economy to save money or at least make the budget balance better is to cut costs. Here, what have we done in the United States? During the boom time of the Trump administration, we cut taxes. And during the squeeze times when people are really suffering, we cut programs. Now, you'd think we would do it just the opposite.
Right.
And you'd think that during boom times, we could look at maintaining the revenue stream and looking at our cost and figuring out where we can balance the budget in a more appropriate fashion. And during the squeeze times, you would think that we would talk somewhere, financially responsible people would talk about raising taxes. But do we ever talk about that?
So
we don't even talk about that during war. I think the Vietnamese War was the first war the United States ever waged without raising taxes to finance the war. Now, it's just what we do. We spend money like it's going out of style during wartime, and we don't go through any special process of raising money to finance it. We simply dip deeper into the deficit.
You know, there's this talk about guaranteed income, maybe, you know, and it worked a little bit with the Build Back Better plan, where people got the extra $300 a month, and it really did help people. And then you look at Joe Biden's plan and what he was talking about. There's no question that it kind of helped people until it ended. And now it's ended at a time when people are going to need that the most.
Well, my view is that building infrastructure is not, you know, this notion
I don't mean
of building,
to build an infrastructure.
I know, but building social infrastructure is not really done, I don't think, by handing money to lots of people. I think it's done by creating the programs that support the social infrastructure. So when we wanted to have child credits, we were doing that so there would be better child daycare and early and preschool schooling. Well, what we should do is have more preschool schooling and have a publicly offered child daycare. If we do that, this is the way they do it in European countries. The money is, you know, what you're spending it for, you know how it's going to be spent. You don't have to tisk-tisk about having a handout program for people who aren't working or whether they're working. It's there and available to make sure that everyone's birthright in this country is as equal as possible. And so I think all of this gets around to a backward way of thinking. We're unwilling to build the programmatic social infrastructure that supports a healthy populace and a populace where everyone's born with something like an equal birthright. And instead, we quibble about whether we're going to hand money out or not, or how much we're going to take away from people.
And really, though, Sandy, when you look at the overall budget, what they're talking about here is peanuts.
Well, certainly peanuts, yeah, compared to the way they squander money in many other ways.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.